The first reading today, we hear St. Peter addressing the priests. He says to them, "I, a fellow presbyter," addressing the presbyters, which the word presbyter would usually be translated as an elder, but it's actually the root from which we get our English word priest. And so that's who he's addressing, those who are placed in charge of the flock. And he tells them that they have to do this not out of constraint, but to do so willingly. In other words, they are to do this out of love for our blessed Lord and for the souls entrusted to their care. And in return for that, yes, he tells them that ultimately they will receive the crown of glory, but he says prior to that, that God is going to strengthen us and do all these things after we have suffered a while. So he didn't say, as long as you're doing it God's way, everything is going to be hunky-dory, there won't be any problems, everybody's going to be really holy, and you're going to be a saint. He didn't say that. He said, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're going to suffer. We don't like hearing that. We think somehow or another that that's not supposed to happen. Let's admit it. In this kind of a way, we have a very, very Protestant mindset. It's not anywhere in Scripture. But it's a whole lot easier to listen to than, oh, by the way, you're going to have to suffer for a while. Yeah, God will strengthen and he'll lift you up and he'll do it after you have suffered. It doesn't even say that he's going to strengthen you before you suffer so that you can get through it. It says after you have suffered a while. God will indeed give us the grace in the midst of our suffering to deal with whatever it is we have. But we have to recognize why St. Peter would talk about it this way. First of all, because he's seen the pattern in his own life. And so he's just simply explaining to everybody what the situation is. It's the way it works in the spiritual life. The suffering is there to purify. And so if we were strengthened enough before the suffering, it would have no purifying effect, because we would be able to be strong enough to handle it. But instead, God allows these things to purify us of whatever the virtue, the vices are that we need to get rid of. Most often, it's dealing with our pride. It's dealing with our fears. It's dealing with our selfishness. It's dealing with our anger. Whatever it may be, we have to recognize that these are the areas, whatever they are, as you look at your own life, what are the areas of weakness in my life? What are the vices that need to be gotten rid of? Those are the very things God's going to work on. Your weaknesses. So St. Peter is telling us, yeah, we're going to be strengthened, but not until we are purified. We go through these things and we learn. And so how do we gain meekness? By being put in situations where we're going to be tempted to be angry. If we're afraid, what's God going to do? Put us in situations where we're going to feel fear, and we need to learn just to trust him. That's not easy to do. None of the virtues are easy. And yet they're all necessary. And so the Lord is going to teach us by doing exactly the opposite of what it would seem that he ought to do. And of course, what we would really, really like is if he would just infuse the virtues. I mean, how easy would that be, huh? Just give me that patience. Give me that charity. Give me that humility. Why should I have to be humiliated in order to get humility? Just put it in there. Well, there's no growth in virtue. There's no holiness that's there. It just would be taken away and infused. We could become instant saints, except that there would be absolutely nothing saintly about it, because we haven't worked for it. We haven't embraced it. We haven't made it our own. And that's what the Lord is looking for from us. That's exactly the point St. Peter, talking to the priest, telling them what they have to do, but all of us in our own state in life, to be able to look at it and say, we need to do this not out of constraint, but willingly, out of charity, out of love for the people entrusted to your care. That's what we're supposed to be about. That does not come naturally to us. And so that's why the Lord puts us in these situations where we're going to be tested and tried and purified, so that by going through that, sadly for most of us, over and over and over and over and over again, because we don't learn the lesson by doing it once or twice, only by doing it how many times over do we finally learn? Are we finally purified? And when that purification happens, after we have been made very weak oftentimes, crushed sometimes, only then do we find out that God truly is faithful. We didn't trust him, so we were trusting ourselves. So he took away all of our strength, so that we learn that we can't trust ourselves. We can only trust him. Puts us in situations where we get angry and we find out that all that does is cause more problems, so we learn how to be at peace. You know, all these things that we have to learn only through experience. That's why just having these things infused isn't going to help us to grow in holiness. So that's the pattern that St. Peter laid out. And it's the pattern that we're going to see throughout all of history. And therefore, it's the pattern we're going to see in our own lives. God will indeed strengthen us and lift us up and bless us and all those things, but only, as St. Peter said, after we have suffered a while. Because the suffering purifies us. The suffering brings us to union with Christ. And it is that suffering bringing us to virtue that will make us into saints.